From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily halted U.S. refugee admissions until an appeals court rules on the matter. The nation's highest court on Wednesday upheld a request from the Trump administration to bar refugees as part of an executive order that also limited travelers from six majority Muslim countries. But the government win is both partial and temporary. The justices upheld last week's district court ruling that expanded the list of relationships that can be considered bona fide links to the U.S. to include grandparents. Travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen can continue to be admitted if they can show they have such bona fide relationships. Talks aimed at breaking down trade barriers between the United States and China appear to hit a snag Wednesday in Washington as the two sides canceled news conferences that were scheduled for the end of the meeting. As the talks began in Washington, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin called for a more fair and balanced economic relationship between the United States and China. Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang said trading cooperation between the two countries is a, quote, realistic choice for both sides, but he warned that confrontation will immediately damage the interests of both. Washington and Beijing govern the world's two biggest economies, but China sells more than $300 billion more to U.S. customers each year than American firms sell to China. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The U.S. carrier factory, where President Trump says he saved 800 jobs from moving to Mexico, is expected to notify 300 people this week that they're losing their job. The layoff notices are expected to start as early as Thursday, exactly 6 months since Trump took office. The layoffs are part of a deal Trump made with the company in December to prevent deeper cuts at the Indianapolis plant. The layoffs are the first of a group of 630 job terminations that are planned for the year as the company moves some of its operations to Mexico. Carrier announced in December that one of its departments would relocate to Mexico by the end of 2017. President Trump told Republican senators on Wednesday they should not begin their August recess until a new health care bill has been crafted to dismantle the country's health care law championed by former President Obama. Republicans are in turmoil after their quest to scale back the U.S. government's role in health care collapsed, leaving in place Obamacare. As VOA's Michael Bowman reports, Republicans' failure to pass a health care bill constitutes a major defeat for President Trump and has emboldened minority Democrats.
Republican leaders floated a new idea, scrapping Obamacare with no replacement plan at all. Several Republican senators quickly rejected the idea, as did a unified Democratic caucus. Republicans had crafted the bill on their own behind closed doors. That must end, according to Democrats, who urge cooperation to address Obamacare's shortcomings. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Iraq's prime minister is admitting that Iraqi forces committed human rights violations during the battle to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. But he said these were, quote, individual acts for which the perpetrators would be punished. Haider al-Abadi spoke to reporters late Tuesday after shocking videos emerged on social media following the victory in Mosul. The videos showed troops throwing captured ISIS suspects off a high wall, then shooting their bodies below. The U.S.-backed nine-month-long campaign for Mosul was marked by violations committed by government forces and paramilitaries that international human rights groups have decried as war crimes. They include extrajudicial killings of ISIS suspects, forced displacement, and detention of civilians. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.